Okay, I want to share with you a Dover Nifla I heard this week. Dover Nifla, a friend of mine called me, told me, oh, this Al Shech HaKadosh. Al Shech HaKadosh says a Gevaldi Gezach, on the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, Keruhu B'yosei Korev. Seek out Hashem when he could be found, call out to him when he's close. So Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, we know Chazal Darshan, that's going on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So what's Kuru B'yosei Korev? What's that going on? Second of all, the Al Shech HaKadosh asks, that's in Yishayin and Hay, on that Haftayim. He asks, Dirush Hashem B'yosei is Mashma, he's found here already amongst us right now. Kuru B'yosei Korev is Mashma, he's Korev, but he's not here yet. So Chorus HaShtichel Stira, what's the Pshat? What's the Navi telling us? So Sidua was brought down on halacha, people fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Moshe Mahadar V'Doymed, there was a king that a city owed him taxes. They didn't pay, so he came with his army to collect. They were very much afraid. So a third of the people went out to greet the king way before he came. And he was Moichel a third of the taxes. Then another third came out ahead, and he was Moichel another third. The third came out, he was Moichel the ganze zach. So the Indian is that we, before Rosh Hashanah, have to go out and greet the king, before the Mishpat starts. Because once the Mishpat starts on Rosh Hashanah, right, it's a lot harder to get rid of the Mishpat once it's chal on you. But if you're magdim the king, before he gets to the Mishpat, before Rosh Hashanah, the time Erev Rosh Hashanah we fast, but even before that, so the tuzuf a lot more, it's a lot easier. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That it's a lot more potent if we go out to greet the king beforehand. So that's what the Navi Yeshaya says. Dirshu Hashem Behimotzei. Seek out Hashem when he's here already. That's the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But I'm giving you an Eitzah Toivah. You want to really be Matzliach, Kiru B'yosei Korev. Call out to him before he's here. When he's still just close, he's still on the outside. Call out to him when he's still on the outside. He's coming close. Don't wait till he's Mamish here. Now, for Shetach HaSeres Yimei Tshuva is Takim HaSugal, for Gevald HaGezachin, but it's much easier if we have Yerurei Tshuva beforehand, we'll Kabbalah on ourselves beforehand, Kiru B'yosei Korev. So Gevaldige shot from the Al Shech HaKadosh. I saw Rav Yashiv Zeche Tzavi V'Kodesh Levroche in his Moedik Sefer Divrei Agada. It's not such a well-known Sefer. And Rav Yashiv was not well-known for his Rush. But I go out of my Kalim from his Rush. And the reason why I so go out of my Kalim is because being a Pesach in Halacha and being a Darshan are two opposite talents. Because someone that's about Halacha has to be medagdik to the Kutza Shel Yud of the meaning of the word. And the Darshan, you know, he's esoteric. And Rabbi Yashiv is like from the old time Darshan, it's like the Dover Nifla. So this is what he writes, says, I have Dama Titkiya Shaifer. He says, in the olden days, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, there was a minig that the Chacham would darshan in Lashon Kodesh, and he would have a meturgim. He would have a meturgim that translated it in Aramaic, because the spoken language of the people, even in Eretz Yisrael, by Bayis Sheni, was Aramaic. So the Chacham would darshan in Lashon Kodesh, and the meturgim would say it over in Aramaic. There was a number of Yeduidik and Meturgimen, or Chutzpah Sam Meturgimen, you know, who died on Kiddush Hashem. He was the Meturgimen of Rav Gamliel Hanossi. There's Yehuda Bar Nachmeni that's brought down in the Gemara. He was the Meturgimen of Reish Lakish. This Meturgimen was a very chashuv job. They didn't give it to just anybody. The Gemara says you have to be, it's Gemara in Chagiga, Yudalanam and Aleph, you have to be at least 50 years old to be zoichet to the job. And Afal Pikein, though, the Darshan, the Tana, the Darshan, or the Amira was considerably greater than the Meturgim. This is Yodua. So Zokter Yashiv, the Shofar, is a Darshan that we don't understand. The shofar gives off a sound. There's no words to it. It doesn't even have any syllables. It's just a straight sound. So we need a meturgeman to be able to translate what is the sound of the shofar. He says, the meturgeman of the shofar, which is high up, it's Sayyidei Sayyidus, the meturgeman is Chazal, the Midrashim, the Sadia Gain has 10 different messages that the shofar gives us, the Rambam. These are all the meturgemonim of the shofar. So what is the famous Rambam? The Rambam says, the Rambam is in Perek Gimel, Halach Dalet, Mehilchus Tshuva. He says, even though Tkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is Exeris HaKosav. Remez Yeshba. There's a Remez, Kaloimar, Uru Yeshenim Mishnascha, V'nirdomim Hokitzum Yitar Damascha. Awaken sleepy ones from your sleep, and those that are slumbering from your slumber. V'chapshu B'laseichem V'chizu B'tshuva. So Rabbi Yashem explains, what's the chilik between Shena and Tardema? Rashi says, in Daf, Mundalan of an Alf and Yavam, is a Yoshin is La Bardas. He's not a Bardas Bechlav. He is totally oblivious to the world. He's engrossed in his sleep. He's a Rangatan in his dreams. He does not know what's happening around him Bechlav. That's someone that's Yoshin. Tardema is what Chazal say, Nim Veloy Nim, Tir v'loy tir. It's a madrega between being awake and being asleep. He's awake, but not awake. Tir v'loy tir. If you call him, he'll answer, but he doesn't know how to really articulate and how to say his svar. He says, there are some people that are totally asleep. They're totally satisfied with themselves. Life is all good. They don't feel any chesroinus and toirav. They're not missing anything. That's someone that's totally asleep and he's totally oblivious to what his tachlis in the world is. Tardema is someone that has up as some sort of a yachas to ruchnias, over lamaisa, the full reality of what's going on, it still hasn't hit him yet. So the shofar has the ability to awaken both of those people. Sai, the person that's totally asleep, totally oblivious, the shofar has in it some sort of a koyach to be able to wake up that person. And Kal V'Chaimer is someone that has some shaykhs. He's a little bit awake. Kal V'Chaimer, the shofar, has the ability to wake up such a person. That is a very interesting pshat that I saw. He's saying, davening, U'v'chein ten pachtuch Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. You should place your pachat, Hashem our God, on all of your ma'asim. Ve'imosecha al kol ma'asheh barosa. And your emah on everything that you created. So first of all, what is the chilik between Ema and Pachat? Painting Pachdecha, Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, ve'imoscha al kol ma'asheh barosa. What's the chilik between Pachat and Ema? And number two, what is the chilik between al kol ma'asecha and al kol ma'asheh barosa? So Sefer Aksava HaKabbalah says a beautiful shot. He says like this, he says, in the Shira, Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Tipoil Aleihem Eimosa V'Fachat. So Rashi learns shot over there, Eimosa is Al Rechoikim, the people that are far away. Well, Pachat is Al HaKroikim. So that means to say, if the Sinai has the ability to only inflict harm on those that are close, that's called Pachat. It places pachat on people. But if he has the ability to inflict harm, even on people that are far away, so that's a higher madrega of fear, and that is aim. He says, amongst people, there are two different kinds of people. There are some people that did not do anything to work on themselves, to work on their shleimus, to make themselves better. Those are called bruim. They're created the way Hashem created them, but they did not work on themselves to improve their madrega whatsoever. And then there's ma'asim. Ma'asim is people that are fully, they worked on themselves to be able to be meshabeach that keli. That's called ma'asim. They worked on themselves. Ma'usir means something that was created. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we say in davening like this, U'v'chein ten pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. Ma'asecha is the higher madrega of person. Those are the kroivim. Those are people that worked on themselves. So they only need pachat. They only need the pachat which is inflicted on people that are close. They are the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By them is Shaykh the union of Pachad, which is a lesser Madrega of Pachad. It doesn't go so far. The Ema that goes far away, that should be Al-Koma Shibarosa on the Briyas that didn't work on themselves at all. Place your Ema on them that they should be able to come back with Shuvah. If it's very nicely with Pshat. Now, even if it's Ma'asecha, so Ma'asecha, they worked on themselves, what fear do they need? She says, because there's no Shear. There's no shear to Madrega that a person could be kaina. Let's say he's kaina Madrega A and Madrega B. But in Madrega A gufa, there's Madregas that you can go higher and higher. There's no shear to how deep you could make the Madregas that you're on already. So they also need an union of a pacha to be ma'ir in them to deepen the Madregas that they are on. That may very well be that that's a little bit tied into Nirdamim and Yeshayim. Yeshayim were people that are totally far away, totally oblivious. You know, on them it's Shaykh, Ve'moschal, Komasha, Barosha, on those that are Yeshayim. Those that are, they're Bali Madrega, right? But they haven't fully yet reached that Shleimus. On them it's Shaykh, you know, the Indian of Ve'moschal, Komasha, I'm sorry, the Indian of Tein Pachduch Hashem Elikeinu, Al Komasha. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Omer Rabba, Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanei Malchiyos Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichroinos Kidei Sheyovoi Lufanei Zichroinechem. Your Zikaron should come in front of me. L'Tayva Ubaneh, and with what B'Shayfu." So the Sfasemis is, Sfasemis in Rosh Hashanah Tofresh Memtes, Shmas Tofresh Memtes, he asks, what is the Shailu on that? We said, Emulufane Malchiyos, Veshetam Lichuni Aleichem. Say the Zichrainis, so the Zichrainis should come before me. What's Uvan that? So Sfasemis explains, with what will they come before me? Now, as you say those words, that's fine. But what is the catalyst that makes them come before me? Uvameh, what makes it come before me? That is the inyan of the shofar. The emtzoyis, the tkiyah shofar, right? It comes before me. Now, the Sfasemis teaches that the shofar brings a person in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that a shofar shel para is possible. It's possible to use the shofar of a para. Different reasons given. One of the reasons is because ain't kategor nasis aneger. The yais, the chait of the egel, is the worst kitrug against us. So enka tegra nasis and egra para, and the egel, they go hand in hand. There's a whole shock with the tari and the gemara. You know, when do you say such a thing? So how are you able to wear big day zahav? Gemara says that that was b'chutz, and we're talking about, you know, b'fnim. So he asks, shayfer is also b'chutz. You don't blow the shayfer in the kodesh HaKadoshim or whatever you brought outside. It says, Kivan de lozi karn ka'asi, kilifnai v'lifnim dami. That means the shofar has a kayach of mamish bringing us into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's bameh u'bashofar. The shofar has the kayach of bringing us in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it comes out that even though nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the mitzvah of Riyah during the Shalosh Regalim, but on Rosh Hashanah, there's a form of a Riyah, because we mamish come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not stam, like a Riyah that they did when they came to Har HaBayis or whatever, right? Mamish lefnai v'lefnim. Kivan de lezikaron ka'asi, lefnai v'lefnim dami. Now picture, Dari Dalio says this, picture what Yidden felt like when they were coming up to the Oyler Regal, what hachonas they made, when mamish finding ourselves in the Makam HaMikdash, when the Shechin is there. Picture what they must have felt like with the hachonas. Now picture what the Kohen Gadol felt like. 7 days before, they separated the Kohen Gadol to prepare himself to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Hechem Madregis, Mahol, the Machshavas that he attained then. So Ibazai, it behooves us on Rosh Hashanah, if the shofar brings us to the Madrega of Lefnai v'Lefnim, that we're mamish like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have to be mizbeinein and we have to be making ourselves to that Madrega. That's Bameh u'b'shoifer. How does it come in front of Hashem? Because we come and we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilofnai v'lefnim dam. You talk a feel when it comes to Kiyas Shoifer, you feel there's a certain pachad there. You know, I remember when I was in Tellson and Rav Gifta Zatzal used to blow Shoifer. And he said, Lishmei Yakel Shoifer. He used to shake Manish. You know, you felt the, there was a pachad day, you know, 500 people answering together. Oh! It was like, no, you felt the pachad. There was a pachad there. And there's that lefnai v'lefnim. When the shofar is being blown, we are coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefnai v'lefnim dami. And I remember Rav Gifta Zatzal once giving a shmooze about it. And he said, Rachamono liba boy, the Torah needs heart. Which means you have to place your heart into it and envision with your regoshim what it means to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to envision what it means, kilofnai v'lefnim dami. That's, a yid has to have that. Now, Rav Sadia Goyin, he says 10 different reasons for the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. So one of them is to be maskar mayim har Sinai, as it says, v'koil shofar chozak ma'ay. The sound of the shofar was very strong, and we should be makabel on ourselves with our ancestors, and makabel on Har Sinai, nasav and ishmu, makabel on ourselves the Torah. We should have kavana kabbalas ha Torah b'shas tkiyas shofar. Another inyan, zogt Rav Sadia Goyin, it was supposed to remember kibbutz nitchei Yisrael, the gathering of the nitchei Yisrael. Asad lovei v'haya b'yayim ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. We say that talk amongst the psukim of shofars. Those are two kavanas. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Gimel Amid Beis says that we learn out halachas of tkiyas shofar of Rosh Hashanah from the tkiyas of Yovel. Vayistos, there's a connection between the two. Now we know that the tkiyas of Yovel says ukroshim dror b'chol aris v'chol yishvera. It's a symbol of freedom. So Mimela, it's Mashmit Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If we learn it from over there, there's also an inyan of freedom. And what does that mean? It means that, just like by Maimon Har Sinai, it says, Chorus al Aluchos al Tikri Chorus el Cheirus. Cheirus mi Eitzahara, Cheirus mi Malach HaMaves. We were free from all that. So on Rosh Hashanah, we have the Cheirus of reaching a Madrega where we free ourselves from the Malach HaMavos and free ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. Now for Shteitzach, we can't do it in a full extent because Lamaisa, you know, is before Tchias HaMeisim, is before that Tkufa. But there's some feeling of that we could be kinda where we free ourselves from the Yetzer Hara, and to a certain degree, you know, there's a special Ashgacha on us that it gives us more of a kiyum on this world. And in some bechinah, we're able to free ourselves of that on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time of cheiros. Sai mitzad matan Torah. Sai mitzad los lovoi b'shas kibbutz nitchei Yisrael. And sai mitzad the fact that we learn out tkiyas shofar from the shofar of Yovel, which represents a certain inyan of cheiros. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says in his Sefer Sisei Laila that just like the Bnei Yisrael is attached to its Ova, to its past, Maisa Ova Simon Labonim, what happened to the past, Zichar has a Roshim on us right now, B'Shas Tehoiva, we also have an attachment to the future. And what happens in the future has a Roshim on us right now. And the riot to that is, it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayirdoif Ad-Don, that when he was fighting the Melchama against the Melachim, he chased them all the way till Don. And Rashi says over there, Shom Toshesh Kaichai. Why? Because he saw that over there the Yidden are going to make an egel, but Yavir Avay Nizar. But Shaykh, it's not going to happen for who knows, many, many centuries later. But the Teretz is, we are also attached to the future, and the future has a Roshim on us now. So it's the same thing when they get Cheirus. Hagam, the Cheirus is not here yet, but the Shofar is Ma'ir, certain Kaichas of Cheirus. Sigh from the past of Maimon Har Sinai, and sigh from the future. You talk of a shofar gadol. So the Argadal Yo says a gevaldig pshat. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin. Why do we blow shofar before Musaf? Why do we blow shofar during the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf? Today la'arvev es hasada, in order to confuse the sada. Different pshatim, Rashi says that when he sees that we're mechavah of the mitzvahs, then nistimu tanoi, so he has to stop tainting against us. Hashem tells him, why are you talking about Klal Yisrael? Look at the way they're mechavah of the mitzvahs. How can you talk against them? I'm just in the middle of writing something about sukkahs for the Yated. So I was taking a piece out of the biography of the Brisker Rav. It defies description, the way the Brisker Rav described what went on in Warsaw during World War II, how Yidden were Moisa Nefesh. For mitzvahs, it is Loyumin Ki Yisuper. A man that came to the Brisker Rav had Dalad Minim. The word spread throughout all of Warsaw that he has Dalad Minim. There was a long line in front of his door. They were waiting a whole night on line in front of the Brisker Rav's door because they heard that he had an Esrei. Hope in the morning, the Nazis came, Yimach Shemai V'Zichron, the trucks, they started beating them. So Mamish blood was running. They dispersed. Right after the trucks left, they were back again online, you know, waiting to, you know, be Mekayimit again. And this went on a whole day. A whole day they were online, and again the Nazis come, and again they disperse, and again they come back. And they couldn't stop them. So there was a Yid there, the Chamish benched Esrei in Lulav with a tremendous Islahavas. The Brisker Rav saw that there's something there. So he asked him, Rebistua, he had just lost his entire family. In the bombings, he lost his entire Mishpacha. And he was here, he wanted to be the kind of the mitzvah for Islahavas. He says, the Brisker Rav said, there was a line in front of my house, you can't imagine, all the way for blocks and blocks there was a line, for blocks and blocks. He said with regesh, dan hat man gesehen, was a Yid is. Then you were able to see what a Yid is. But that's the kedei la'arav es ha'satan, that it's ma'arav of the satan, because when mechav of the mitzvah, Rabbi Tosfos brings down the famous chazal, that when the satan hears the shofar first, so he gets a little bit nervous. He says, that's just the mitzvah. But then he hears it a second time. So what's this? They already became the mitzvah. Oh, that must be the shofar shel Mashiach. He knows that by the shofar shel Mashiach, he's history. So he keeps quiet. So the famous question is, you know, okay, the first year that we played this trick on him, he fell for it. Fine. Maybe the next year he didn't remember. But you're talking about thousands of years later. And we keep on playing the same trick on the satan. So what is that? What's gate so far? So Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Stein, that's how I saw later, Reb Eliashiv says it with a similar nusach. If we were to have a satellite picture of what Klal Yisrael looks like in Rosh Hashanah, the hundreds of thousands of Yidden around, millions of people around the world that are flocking to shul, and even not from on Rosh Hashanah, they come and they sit there with the mamish, even from a Yidden. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe, you're from a Yidden. Mamish is it's Neuravayim, from a Yidden, and they come from all over, and they're crowding the shuls, thousands and thousands and thousands of shuls around the world. Hashem has that satellite, he's able to see everything in one. And the chiba, that's this ayur at that moment, on Rosh Hashanah. So the first day, so the satan knows better than anybody else how close the gula is in coming. Right? So he's good and scared. Yeah, it could be 1,000 years later, but he knows how close it is in coming. But the original Rav Yeshua says a little bit of a different knage. Because the shofar is ma'ayur, that koyach of the future within us, and we're already able to taste a little bit of the Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, and it's totally B'Yodeinu how much we internalize and how much it spreads. So he knows it's B'Yodeinu. He knows on Rosh Hashanah, when we have a nitzitz of that chayrus already from the future. So the Sultan is very good and scared. He knows the Kayach of the Shofar, and he knows the nitzitz of chayrus which is already in us, and that we're B'Kayach of spreading it. The Mele gets the Sultan good and scared.
He'd be weakened by the future also, like we get to Cyrus in the future. Maybe he's getting weaker because he's also losing kaifas every year, maybe.
Kenzai, halavai, yeah, halavai. The Gemara says, Sholom Malachi Ashoros LaKadosh Baruch. Why doesn't Klal Yisrael say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Melech Yoshev Vidin. V'sifrei Chaim, v'sifrei Meisim, Suchim Lefonov. U'bonai Yoyim U'shira, my children should say Shira. So first of all, what's it, the business of the Malachim to ask such a question? Like, why don't we say Shira, why don't we say Hallel? Like, what does it bother them if we say Hallel or not? So that's your dua, that Klal Yisrael has the ability of being Meroinim the entire Bria with them. And when we do what we're supposed to do, the entire Bria down here, and even the Malachim, they rise up. There's a question asked, I think I once saw it in one of the Moshe Sternberg's Svarim. So when Yitzchak was on the Akedah, so the Malachim were crying and the tears went into his eyes. What are Malachim crying about? They knew better than anybody else the Lichtig Gan Eden that awaits Yitzchak. So what were they crying about? The Torah said they were crying for themselves. Because the more tzaddikim that there are down here, the more the whole Bria is Mishraimah. And the more their Madreg is lifted up. And if there's a world less missing Yitzchak Avinu, then their Madreg is diminished. That's what they were crying about. So if Klal Yisrael says Hallel, the Madreig is uplifted. Why is Klal Yisrael not saying Hallel today? Zokta Kodosh Baruch Hu Melech Yoshev Vidin, V'sifrei Chaim, V'sifrei Meisim, Suchim Lefonav. You want them to say Shira, there's a Pacha. Vector Vitzel of Petterberger. Bishloima, Sifrei Meisim, Suchim Lefonav. So good. That's something to instill fear in us. V'sifrei Chaim. Why is that? Why does that instill fear? Where's the pocket over there? Dr. Witzel, because if you have the Sifrei Chaim Suchim Lefonecha and you don't jump in, that's a kitrug against Klal Yisrael. So that goofer could come back to hurt us, right? The Sifrei Chaim are open and you don't jump in right away, that could be a kitrug. And that also is my pocket. I don't chew it right away, right? So I'm not doing it. You have the ability. It's open right there in front of you. Famous Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. That on Purim, there was a few Bachrim that were in his house. It was a Gudon Geshikert. And one of them was begging him, Rebbe, I want the Rebbe to give me a bracha. That'll be next to him in Gan Eden. The Chofetz Chaim didn't answer. And this pizman is going on and on over and over again. And finally, the Mishpacha already wanted to start the Suda. He told the Chofetz Chaim, you have to, say goodbye to the Bacher. Chofetz Chaim says to the Bacher, he says, very well. He says, whether I'm going to have Gan Eden or not, I don't know. But one thing I could say, if I'm Zoichet to Gan Eden, it's because miyamayimam di aldaiti, I did not speak Lashon Hara or listen to Lashon Hara. If you can give me a tkiyas kaf, you makabel on yourself not to listen to Lashon Hara and not to speak Lashon Hara, then I can give you a bracha, you'll be with me in Gan Eden. So the Bacher picks up his hand, and apparently he was sober enough that he couldn't give the hand, and he pulled it back. So Chofetz Chaim says, Nemun Arayis, he has the Pesach of Gan Eden open in front of him, and he doesn't want to walk in, just take him out. He was upset. So here, Sifrei Chaim, Suchim Lefonav, you can be Mekabel on yourself, Zachan, and enter the Sifrei Chaim. So why don't you? Why don't you? Now, Chazal say Gimel Svarim Niftachim. There are three Svarim that are opened up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sifrei Tzadikim, Tzadikim Nechtov, Nechtov, Ma'alter L'chaim. There's the Sifrei Rishoyim, there Nechtov, Nechtov, Ma'alter Lamisa. And Bainan employing Vaim. So Tosis asks a question in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Tosis asks, well, what do you mean? You see plenty of tzaddikim that are nifted during the year and plenty of Rishon that live a long life. Jimmy Carter is still alive at who knows what age. He already, for 5 months already, they've stopped treating him with medicine. He's in a hospice and he's going on. He's ready to set a record for being in a hospice. That Rosh Hashanah, son of Israel, it's a pagan man. Anyway, so what's the shot for Taisus? So Taisus, that it means l'gabi chayo el maba. It means l'gabi chayo el maba. So the famous question is, Olam Haba. Olam Haba, a person is judged on Lacham Ebesim Shami. He comes up there, see, they judge him L'gabi Olam Haba. But what Shaykh is Rosh Hashanah to his, Olam Haba? Is he going to get Olam Haba? Is he not going to get Olam Haba? What does that mean? So Rabban Kotler says, a Moyudik and Moyudik Yisai. Dr. Rabban. He says, it means as follows. He says, people are judged. You're going to have to eat down here, they're going to have to drink down here, they're going to have health down here. On which cheshbon is that coming? On which cheshbon is that coming? For example, if a fellow has a credit card and he charges everything on a credit card, he has to end up paying whatever's on the credit card. You can charge him Hank Ms. Martin, but then the bill arrives, like my bill did yesterday, and it's going to give on and tinkle and die, It arrived, right? You got to pay. But what happens if a fellow works for a company and he has expenses that he has for the company and he uses the company credit card? So then it comes off of the company. It doesn't have to come off of his personal cheshbon. The company pays for it. He says the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are needing on where is our sustenance coming from. L'chaim means that Hashem is providing us with everything for free because we're out of the Hashem, and it's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. We get the credit card of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't come off of our cheshbon in Olam Haba. But someone that lives a life of leisure without serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an Eszich and a Chintzich, and everything is gewaldic. So the Adonim, hey, this gotta be paid from somewhere, right? That's coming off the credit in Olam Haba. That's what Tosis means, L'gabi Olam Haba. If a fellow lived his life as an Eben Hashem, then it doesn't come off of his cheshbon. Comes off of the cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he provides him with the company credit card. If on the other hand, nisht, then chas v'shalom, no more of his Olam Haba. That's the gist of it. The kids are yiratzim, we should all be zoiche, a good geben shtyor, a sweet year, a healthy year, k'siv v'sim v'toyve, mit gesund, and parnose, and nachas from the mishpachis, we should all take be zoiche, to v'hoyah b'yayim ahu, talk of a shofar of God oil. We just got to say that the Shia Tzikain with Mayor of Yomeinu. Amen.
Amen.
Shia Tzikain with Mayor of Yomeinu. Amen. 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 Amen.